Last time, down Gilead Lane.
I can't believe I'm looking at colleges this weekend.
Why do I have to go along?
Well, there are some surprises in store for you as well.
Just because the car broke down doesn't mean that we can't have a good time.
That looks like a tow truck. We're saved!
Freddie Falstaff?
Well, hi. I just can't watch.
Are we better or worse off?
I'm not sure.
Oh, great.
Oh. Oh, goodness.
That's all we need. Rain.
What an adventure, huh?
What are we going to do if it starts to rain?
Wait in his truck, I suppose.
How are we doing on our schedule, Mom?
Right now, all we're missing out on is sleep. I just hope they're holding our room this late. Mm.
What's going on in the morning? Can't we sleep in?
We'll see. Let's get out of here first, okay? The big deadline is getting to college so Brooke can go to her cross-country event. Okay. Come on, girls. Let's go.
Okay.
Well, what I think we're going to have to do is,
leave our car here and ride with you into town.
Right. Yeah. That's a good idea, Mrs. Jones.
Okay, girls. Let's get into Mr. Falstaff's truck.
And get out of the rain.
Yeah. Oh, it's not too bad yet.
Now, everybody set?
Here. When was the last time I sat on your lap, Brooke?
No. Yeah, we're fine, Freddy.
All righty, then.
Freddy, you're going to back into our car.
Sorry. See here, on the gear shift, the 1 for first gear and the R for reverse look a lot alike.
Right.
Yeah. I guess I should have read the instructions, huh?
Well, look at it this way. You learned a lot about how not to tow a car.
Right.
Yeah. Some puzzles are harder to put together than others.
Yeah, Freddy. Mom gave me this puzzle earlier today without a box top. I know how you feel trying to do something when you don't have a guide.
Yeah. You know, I heard someone say one time that B-I-B-L-E means basic instructions before leaving Earth, so it's kind of our instruction manual.
Bible?
Yeah.
I didn't know there were tow trucks in the Bible. I thought there was only one car in the good book. Hmm? A Honda. You know, Acts 1:14, and they continued in one accord.
I didn't know you knew the Bible.
Well, you see, one time I tried to sell them, but I couldn't come up with a name. I couldn't think of a word for Bible that started with an F.
Well, that's okay. That's why the instruction manual for life, the Bible, is so important for us all to read. Kind of like how it's important for you to read the instruction manual on how to run this tow truck. Because women might get stranded somewhere near you in the middle of the night, and you'll have to go save them and everything. And without the instructions, you won't be able to do it. And you'll have to cram them into a cab of your truck and drive them somewhere.
Amazing. I don't think she took a breath during that whole story. Good morning.
Who is it?
No, we just got in late, as you know. Mm-hmm. Oh, thanks. We wouldn't want to miss breakfast either.
Okay. Come on, girls.
Let's get dressed and go eat breakfast.
We have to.
Well, we're staying at a bed and breakfast. We might as well take advantage of the breakfast part, don't you think?
Yeah. I guess. It would be better if Brooke hadn't talked in her sleep last night.
Oh, yeah. Well, you kept saying Hector's name and quoting your little fairy tale.
Did not.
Did too.
Yeah, you did both are too infinity. Old, and it is far too early for this. Just get dressed and let's go downstairs for breakfast.
Did not.
Did too.
God's word needs to be your guidebook. And talk to your parents, too, and ask them for their advice and counsel.
That's a lot of information, isn't it, sweetie?
Yeah.
Haley, what's wrong?
Nothing.
During every session of Passport to Purity, you've been talkative and engaged. I thought we were having a good time.
We are, Mom. It's just...
What, Haley?
See here, this cartoon of a girl looking in the mirror?
I see it.
It's like she's seeing the woman she'll turn into someday.
Right.
Will I change like that? Oh, Mom, I just want to be beautiful.
You are beautiful. God is doing something wonderful. Physically, mentally, and spiritually. Mm. You're maturing. You are growing and maturing into a beautiful woman. Oh, look here. This is one of my favorite verses. It's Psalm 139. Yeah, here we go. For you have formed my inward parts. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. Oh, Haley Grace, you are a marvelous creation of God. You know, when I was in college, I struggled with how I looked. I compared myself to all the girls on campus. So I wrote this verse on a card. I taped it to my mirror. I looked at it every morning when I got dressed to remind myself what God thinks of me.
Maybe I should do that now.
Maybe.
Hey, sorry to interrupt, but I need to get going.
Brooke, you look great.
My daughter, the college student.
Well, not yet. Well, bye.
Bye.
Bye, honey. Well, why don't we take a little snack break before we talk about be fruitful and multiply?
Good idea.
Come on.
Mom, I thought you told us never to play with matches.
But this is for education, my dear. The first match. Go ahead and strike it.
Oh.
It's okay. Try again.
I did it!
Good. Now, blow it out. Now, let's see. Let it stop smoking.
I don't get what we're doing.
You will. Okay, now, try to strike it again.
I can't.
Why not?
Because I already did. There's none of that red stuff on here anymore. There's nothing to light.
Go on, try.
I'm confused.
You're right. You can't do it. Once someone loses his or her purity, you can't get it back again.
You only get one chance to start a fire.
Right.
It just seems so unfair.
What does?
You've taught us that God is a God of grace. I mean, you named me that, and you remind me of that fact all the time.
Yeah?
If God is so full of grace, why doesn't he let the matches be struck again?
Oh, now, honey, we learned that verse a while ago. Remember? Every other sin that a man commits is outside the body.
Yeah, the temple of the Holy Spirit verse.
Mm-hmm.
I know. We're supposed to protect and preserve our bodies. I get it. I'm going to.
Well, good.
I just don't get the lack of second chances.
Oh, come here. That same man who wrote those words...
Paul.
Mm-hmm. Wrote the same church another letter and said some pretty amazing things. Therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come. When someone becomes a Christian, all of their past sins, no matter what they are gone, covered, washed away, buried in the deepest ocean. They are new.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Haley Grace, what's bothering you?
So, if a girl is a Christian and she falls off the cliff, what happens?
What happens?
Right. Even she doesn't get a second chance?
This isn't your way of telling me something about you, is it?
Mom, no! What if I blow it? What if I fall someday? I don't want to or anything, but I've messed up so many times in my life on other things, like gossip or coveting or even stealing if you consider borrowing stuff from Brooke's room without asking stealing. Then there are all those little lies like, Haley, did you have a cookie? And I say, no, but Mom,
Haley,
I really...
Haley, God always forgives and God always restores. God's desire is just this. He doesn't want us to get hurt in the first place. Think about it this way. If you chopped off your hand, could you grow another one back?
No.
You could heal from the wound and learn to work with just one hand, but you will be wounded for life. Your life could be restored, but you will still be missing a hand.
I don't want to lose a hand, Mom.
I know you don't, sweetie. Don't light that match.
I won't.
Let's listen to some more, okay?
Okay.
How were your fish and chips?
Amazing, Mom. The best I've ever had.
Ooh. Well, I've never had Yorkshire pudding like this before either. I guess we made a good choice, eh?
I'm glad we got out of the bed and breakfast, too. Oh. I needed a break.
Oh, I know, honey. But we're almost done with our special girls' weekend. Just two things left.
Really? What's left?
Well, first of all, it's this dinner.
Okay.
We're here to celebrate all that we've learned.
Oh.
I've got a question for you.
Okay.
All of the material we've been listening to about growing up and becoming a woman.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about it all?
Well, to be honest, I feel like I'm at a crossroads. I didn't know there were so many things to deal with as a teenager. I mean, I was looking forward to growing up. Now I'm a little scared.
I'm scared for you.
It's like I've got one big decision to make, you know?
And what's that?
Mom, I know that some things are just for a husband and wife in marriage. And up until now, I thought just saving myself for marriage was enough. True love waits and all that stuff. Now
Here we are.
Oh.
Two Boston Indian puddings with ice cream and clean spoon.
Hooray.
Are we ready for your check now?
No, not yet. Thank you. It shouldn't be too long, however.
Ah, well, I'll leave you girls alone, shall I? Fine. Cheerio.
Now, what were you saying, honey?
Mom, abstinence is not the goal.
It's not?
No, it's not.
Then what is?
Well, holiness.
Haley Grace. I imagined a whole lot of things you were going to say, and that wasn't one of them.
Sorry, Mom. This weekend hasn't been about boys or dating or the birds and the bees. It's been about how serious I am about following Jesus.
I hadn't thought about it that way, but you're right.
I'm not ready to become a missionary or anything. I just want to put Christ first in everything.
Like the memory verse we learned.
Right.
Oh, no. Look, you're letting all that ice cream melt.
You're right. We got so carried away in our conversation.
Whoops.
Still need some more time, I take it?
Yes. About 5 minutes.
Oh, five minutes. Very well. Very well.
Mm-hmm. Wow. This is amazing. Where are you taking me? What is all this anyway?
Well, like I said, you were the 1,000th customer this month, and you get a special surprise.
Then why isn't my mom blindfolded, huh?
A good question, but I'm glad I'm not.
All right, here we are. Now, reach out your hand.
Okay. It's a doorknob.
Oh, right, clever one you are. Now, on the count of three, turn it and open the door.
One, two...
Three!
Surprise! What?
Surprise.
Grace?
You can take off the blindfold now, Haley.
Oh. Wait until you see what your face looked like when we yelled. What is all this?
Happy Women's Day, Haley.
Miss Gray? You're here too?
And so am I. This is so cool. I wish my family did something like this.
Something like what? I still don't know what's going on.
Well, neither do I, Haley Grace Morrison.
Grandma! Mom, please tell me what's going on.
This is the second thing left on our girls' weekend. We wanted to surprise you and welcome you into the circle of womanhood.
Haley, we love you, and we think you're very special. We all wanted you to know that we welcome you with arms wide open. Haley, will you please come into our circle and take the seat of honor next to your mom?
Yeah,
all right.
Join us. I'm going to get you for this.
Haley, everyone here has prepared a little something for you. We're going to start with Brooke.
This is so cool.
Oh, I almost forgot. Okay. Here's a notebook to keep everything in.
Huh?
You'll understand soon enough. Okay, my verse comes from 1 Timothy. And don't let anyone put you down because you're young. Teach believers with your life, by word, by demeanor, by love, by faith, by integrity. Stay at your post reading scripture, giving counsel, teaching, and that special gift of ministry you were given, keep that dusted off and in use.
That's right, Haley.
That's a good one.
You know, maybe my kid sister, Haley, but I've learned a lot from you and still got a lot to learn. But here's the verse, and it'll slip right into the plastic pages in the notebook. Come here, girl.
Oh, so sweet.
Love you, kiddo.
Love you, too.
Well, my verse used to hang above my bed. Mark 5:41. Little girl, I say to you, get up. I had a hard time getting up in the morning like you. Yeah, I know. But seriously, though, at the end of Proverbs 31, there's this great verse for you and me, because, you know, we both love clothes. Charm is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her of the...
I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. My soul will boast in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. The lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous.
For they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the sons of God.
You are a shield around me, O Lord. You bestow glory on me and lift up my head. To the Lord I cry aloud.
The thoughts and plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Thoughts and plans for welfare and peace and not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome. Then you will call upon me and you will come and pray to me and I will hear and heed you. Then you will seek me and quiet.
Me, you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the
world.
Trust
in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths.
This time around the circle, each woman is going to share a memory about a time when they figured out what it really meant to be a woman. Or maybe they'll share a little bit of wisdom. Brooke, why don't you share first?
Oh, okay. I came face to face with my womanhood when I had to get a job a few summers back. Remember that? I began to feel what mamas feel most of the time, the responsibility of it all. And, you know, I hope the same thing for both you and me. That we can carry the weight of our responsibilities as lightly as she does.
That's beautiful, Brooke.
Aww.
Well, as you all know, my mom died about a year and a half ago.
Haley, I loved your grandfather for more than 40 years of marriage, and I love him still. I pray, young lady, that you will have the privilege of loving and being loved by a man like your grandfather. Hmm. Oh, but that's a long way off, isn't it?
Right. We hope so, don't we? I want to go around the circle one more time. And this time, our job is to pray for Haley.
Mom?
Yes?
You forgot your story of wisdom.
Oh, yeah. You're right,
story.
I did. Well, I sort of forgot.
What do you mean?
You already found what I'd prepared for tonight.
I did?
Your dad and I wrote a story about a princess and a carpenter named Hector.
You wrote that?
Yes.
So there's no secret admirer?
No, not that I know of. Do you have it with you, Haley?
Of course. Let's see, should be... Yep, right here.
Now, Haley, you've read that story a dozen times, thinking that Hector was a secret admirer. You read it simply as a love story. Not as a parable.
Right.
What do you think it means now?
Two messages, really. The river is our culture running out of control. I need to be careful not to be swept away by its messages.
Oh, that's great, Haley.
And then, I'm royalty. I am God's child. I will be safe as long as I rest in His love and His word. And even if I wander, He will always come to find me, rescue me, and bring me home.
Oh, bless her heart.
And what about Hector?
I don't know.
That true love always rescues, never tempts.
I think now would be a good time to pray.
You're right. Haley, will you come to the middle of the circle?
Mm-hmm.
Ladies, let's join our hands around Haley. Grace, will you start?
Sure.
I'll close in a few minutes, if I can. And if I can't, will you finish, Brooke?
Sure, Mom.
Let's pray. Our most gracious and merciful Father, you are our King. Thank you for creating this beautiful young lady, Haley.
Fill her with all spiritual wisdom and knowledge. Give to her.
Help my sister, God. Help her to be a woman of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, Haley, this is for you.
Oh, Mom, it's beautiful.
Good. I'm glad you like it.
I've always wanted a cross necklace.
A cross?
It's
yes,
perfect.
Grace.
Oh, it must be.
Put it on.
I yes, can't. My hands are shaking too much.
Oh, don't look at me. I'm a basket case.
Okay, just get over by me.
Okay. Well, there you are. Oh, I thought I'd never find you. You will never guess where I've been tonight. Well, your car's ready.
Finally.
Well, well, well. Looks like it all worked out after all, huh? Freddie got the car fixed, finally. And I think that Haley really learned some important lessons about making Jesus the Lord of her life. Well, how about you? What did you take away from this latest episode? Remember, making sure that Jesus is the most important thing in your life is the first step to resisting temptation when it comes your way. Just think about it. Remember how Haley said she wanted to make the right decision because she was serious about following Jesus? Well, how serious are you about following Jesus? Well, if you need to know more about a relationship with Christ, be sure to talk with one of the pastors at your local church, or talk to your parents, or you can call our friends at 1-888-NEED-HIM. Lastly, if you're interested in the program Passport to Purity, as featured in this episode, you can find it at the CBH store online at www.cbhministries.org. Or you can order by phone. Just call 1-888-224-2324. That's toll-free, 888-224-2324. Today's episode, The Journey, Part 2, was written by W. Mark Whitlock and directed by Steve O'Dell. Our sound designers for the program are Glenn West and Todd Bastide. Steve Wick provided music, and our executive producer is Terry Ritchie. And as always, I'm Zach, saying God bless and hope to see you next week. Down Gilead Lane.